WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. You know that feeling when you hit snooze one too many times, then scramble through your morning routine like a frantic squirrel trying to bury its nuts? Yeah, me too. It's a common struggle, but guess what? We can totally break free from that chaotic cycle and start our days with more intention and focus. Today's episode is all about building self-discipline, that superpower that helps us stay on track, conquer goals, and navigate life's little, and sometimes big, challenges with grace. Think of self-discipline as the invisible engine that drives your success. It's the force behind those early morning workouts, that killer presentation you ace at work, or even just sticking to your healthy eating plan when all you crave is pizza. It's not about being rigid or punishing yourself, it's about creating a framework for making choices that align with your values and long-term goals. Now, I know what you're thinking, Taylor, self-discipline sounds tough. It's like this mythical beast only superheroes can tame. But trust me, it's a skill anyone can develop, one tiny step at a time. Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can really make a difference. 1. Start small, dream big. Think of self-discipline as a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Instead of trying to overhaul your entire life overnight, which is a recipe for burnout, focus on building small, sustainable habits. Maybe start with waking up 15 minutes earlier each day or committing to a quick workout session 3 times a week. These tiny wins will snowball into bigger accomplishments over time. 2. Embrace the power of no. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to everything and ending up stretched thin? Learning to say no is crucial for self-discipline. It allows you to prioritize what truly matters and protect your time and energy. Remember, it's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your goals or values. 3. Create a supportive environment. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, right? Surround yourself with positive influences who encourage your growth and support your journey. Seek out mentors, join communities, or connect with friends who share similar aspirations. 4. Visualize your success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals. Feel that sense of accomplishment. See yourself crossing the finish line. This powerful visualization technique can fuel your motivation and strengthen your belief in yourself. Remember, what you focus on expands. 5. Celebrate your wins. Learn from your stumbles. Acknowledge your progress, big or small. Celebrate those milestones because they're proof that you're moving in the right direction. And don't be afraid to stumble. Setbacks are inevitable, but they're valuable learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep pushing forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine waking up feeling energized and focused, ready to tackle the day with purpose. You hit the gym before work, power through that important meeting, and even manage to squeeze in a quick meditation session. Sounds pretty awesome, right? That's the magic of self-discipline in action. You might be thinking, Taylor, this sounds great, but how do I actually apply these things in my life? Well, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to struggle with procrastination and always felt overwhelmed by her to-do list. She decided to implement those 5 key takeaways I just shared. She started small by dedicating 15 minutes each day to planning her schedule, learned to say no to unnecessary commitments, and surrounded herself with supportive friends who encouraged her progress. Guess what? Sarah's transformed. She's now more organized, focused, and productive than ever before. Her newfound self-discipline has spilled over into every aspect of her life. She's even started that online business she always dreamed of. See? It's totally possible. So, let's recap the key takeaways. Start small, dream big, embrace the power of no, create a supportive environment, visualize your success, and celebrate your wins while learning from your stumbles. Remember, self-discipline is a journey, not a destination. Now, here's your call to action. What one tiny step can you take today to cultivate more self-discipline in your life? Leave a comment below and share your plans with us. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Morning Reset so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with wisdom, inspiration, and practical tips for living your best life. Until next time, keep it stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.